Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, Rush Nation, and welcome back to the slightly later than usual waiver wire show. So let's help you get some late waiver bids in. Unfortunately, Murph isn't around to bring you the hot ads from the wire, but my name is Lewis. If you're not familiar with me, I'm usually here on a Friday with Rob and Pitsy for Fast Action Friday, but I'm here tonight to help you spend some of those $5 this week. Talking of waivers, Stacey, he has the first one of the week that I've seen across all of fantasy football, pretty much. His article drops every Monday morning. That was released again this week, so go and check that out. Every Monday morning, first thing around sort of 7 a.m., that's released on 5 Yard Rush. Starts and sits will be out on Thursday with Jonathan. As always, he'll be bringing you who to start, who to sit, what's good plays, what's not this week. Fantasy Focus by Nathan on Friday, where he highlights three NFL matchups, gives you the rundown on nose for fantasy football and his predictions. From a podcast point of view, Hannah, as always, will be heading up the Dynasty show this week. Murph will be back on Thursday with Stocks, as always, for the 5 Yard Rush flagship show. And I mentioned Fast Action Friday at the top of the show. May not happen this week. Pitsy and Rob are a bit tied up with work, and I'm away this weekend, although the 5 Yard stat man himself, Rob, he might come through at the end of the week, so keep an eye out for that one. Let's call it a game time decision. You'll find an update on Twitter or X, as people like to call it now. But without further ado, let's get back into it a little bit. I mean, quarterback, with no teams on a bye this week, you may not be looking for a QB. But there is a couple of low-owned options still that I do like going forward, potentially. And we start with Kenny Pickett, 17.9% rostered, so readily available across pretty much all leagues. Solid against the Rams last week in the Steelers' 24-17 win, 230 yards. No interceptions for the second week on the trot, and they're facing the 25th ranked against quarterback Jacksonville Jaguars. So there's a potential to slot him straight in if you need him this week. Obviously, there's been a few quarterbacks banged up in the likes of Daniel Jones, and he's also going into a bye shortly. Deshaun was banged up previously. So maybe if you've got one of Anthony Richardson on IR, if you've got one of those guys and you're looking for a play this week, Kenny Pickett could be that guy. Sam Howell, 35.9% owned. QB 11 on the season. Only 10 points against the Giants last week is a concern, although that Giants D did step up big time in their matchup there. And the Commanders are facing the 24th ranked against quarterback Eagles. Howell's probably going to have to sling it. They're likely going to be behind. So let's hope the Commanders can keep him upright, because he's been sacked at currently going at a record rate in a season in the NFL. Another one, you might be able to get CJ Stroud, 55.9% owned. So could be available in a little under half of leagues. So he might still be on the wire. Coming fresh out of bye week, he's only thrown one interception this season. High passing volume for the most part, putting up good yards, and only has one game with no touchdowns as well. Houston have a lot of games coming up that could be close as well. So like Carolina this week, Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, Arizona, before the Jags, Denver, Jets, Tennessee. I really believe this is probably the final chance to add him this season. That's if you still can, because like I say, he's over half owned, 55.9%, but you might be able to grab him, and he's a decent option. Like if you've got another quarterback, say like Kirk Cousins or someone that we class towards the lower end of the QB1 sort of range, Stroud is a good play where you can pick him for a favorable matchup if you're not too comfortable with your other quarterback. So yeah, Stroud isn't a bad one to, but I really think it's sort of now or never with him. That ownership could go up if he has another good week against Carolina. Little shout out to Kyler Murray, actually. He's returning some point soon. He's been back in training. Unlikely this week, and it's probably not a great matchup for him to return either, but only 22% rostered in those ESPN leagues. So if you can weather the storm for a couple of weeks, potentially, I'd go and grab him now while he's still there, readily available. But we'll move on to running backs. Darrell Henderson. Now, it turns out he was the running back to pick up from that Rams backfield. He's only 12.2% rostered. The clear lead while Kieran Williams is on IR. Freeman was the more added running back late last week. And to my absolute shock, he still isn't very good at football. Henderson took over, 18 carries, 61 yards and a touchdown on his return for the Rams. Direct Dallas in week 8, so probably not the best matchup this week, but he's the clear lead back in LA, and he is the one to add. Tyjae Spears, 33.7% owned, and that is creeping up, I believe, from a dynasty standpoint, definitely. But are the Titans going to trade King Henry? So we've seen them make one trade already this week on the defensive side of the ball. If so, are they going to bring in another running back? I'm not too sure. On Spears, his minimal carries as well. He's been quite explosive, and he's also a threat in the receiving game. It's all ifs and buts, but it's only a week until the NFL trade deadline, so I'd strike right now if he's available in your league, even rest of the season, just in case Derrick Henry does end up leaving Tennessee. But Cam Akers, now he's available in just under 50% of leagues. And I think he can go a little bit beefy with the Fab on this one. He's gone from nothing in LA to learning the Minnesota system. And this week he had more carries than Alexander Mattison. It was quite split still, but he did have more. He had 10 to 8. And he had the same targets, 3, as Mattison, but more effective in terms of yards through the air. 39% of the snaps played, so that's also increasing. I think it's almost a change in the guard in Minnesota now at running back. And Akers was a league winner for a lot of us last year in fantasy. He had a great end to the season, and it's not outside the realm of possibilities that happens again. for me anyway. Wide receiver. First on my list here is Curtis Samuel. Now, he's 49% owned. So, again, in around half of the leagues, he ain't going to be available anyway. But if he is, I think he's an intriguing ad. He had a down week against the Giants, as did most of the Commanders. That Giants D was just fantastic all night long. But the 3 weeks before, he had a top 24 finish with a touchdown in each. One rushing touchdown 3 weeks ago, and then receiving touchdown the last 2 weeks before the game against the Giants. Howell still slung the rock his way 8 times this past week. And as I said about Howell earlier, they're facing the 31st ranked wide receiver, Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to be throwing because they're likely going to be behind because the Eagles are just a great team. He's the wide receiver 30 on the season so far, and I think there's certainly upside there. If you need a flex play this week, I'd go and grab him if you can, because you can stick him straight in there. Similarly with Josh Downs as well, still only 34% rostered in those ESPN leagues. It's a case of talent winning out here. He was the wide receiver 4 this past week against the highly ranked Browns defense, coming into his own now, and I think it helps a bit with Minshew on the center rather than Anthony Richardson. He's got a solid target floor now. Touchdowns in back-to-back weeks. And facing the Saints, where I think Michael Pittman, being more of a slot guy, is going to have a longer night potentially. So, again, he's another pick-up and plug-him straight-in option for me for this week. And you see how you go down the line now. I've got a couple here on wide receivers just to mix it up a little bit for them deeper leagues. Now, I know a lot of us, when we're joining leagues, and there's some that have really deep rosters, and especially in dynasty leagues, we're in a couple that are just where you're starting about 15 guys and things like that. And Brandon Powell, for me, is a good option. Very low ownership. 5 targets, caught 4 of them against San Francisco for 64 yards on Monday Night Football. He's still probably the fourth option for the Vikings, even with JJ on IR. But Addison and Hockenson, now they both did take knocks last night. So, like I say, for those deeper leagues, he's a good shout. Basically unrostered, same as the next one, Jake Bobo for Seattle. 0.4%. rostered, which is crazy. We know the Seahawks like to spread it out to all of their receivers, hence why they went and got Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the draft. And if DK is to miss again, I don't see this as a bad option in deep leagues. Plays a similar role to Josh Downs, who just put up numbers against the Browns last week, and that's who Seattle's got in week 8. So yeah, Jake Bobo and Brandon Powell, if you're in those deeper leagues, I think you could go a lot worse than grabbing those guys. They're probably going to get, you know, similar sort of 4 or 5 targets, decent yards. And yeah, it's all right for a flex play in those deeper leagues. Now, tight end, unless you went and drafted Travis Kelce in the first round this year, it's been a bit hit and miss all over the place. And I've got 2 guys that are potentially going to get more of a look because someone they've been sharing the field with, or less so sharing the workload with, are looking at missing some time. So Zach Ertz has already gone to IR, and you could bring in Trey McBride, who's very good in yards after the catch and yards per route run. He ranks right up there in amongst tight ends in the NFL. He's already commanded decent target per route run percentage, even with Ertz there. So we could see a major uptick for McBride here on out the rest of the season. It's a decent option to pick up and leave on your bench a little. You probably wasn't starting Zach Ertz in 12 teams leagues anyway. So pick up McBride for your rotational tight end, or if you can afford to, grab a backup there. And another one is Dalton Kincaid, just over 30% rostered now. So looks like Knox is going to miss some time having wrist surgery. He finally had a mini breakout as well, with 15.5 PPR points against the Patriots in week 7. Perfect 8 from 8. He's only not caught 2 targets this season so far, so he's super efficient when he does get targeted. And Knox has very quietly had a decent amount of targets himself in that Bills offense. Now, if he's missing time and Kincaid gets the majority of those, or in that sort of shorter game, you think Diggs might even get a little bit more. But it's wheels up for Kincaid here on out for me. And it's whether or not even Dawson Knox will get back in after that. But third option for tight end, Logan Thomas. So somehow still only rostered in 36% of leagues. Favorable target for Howe. He's had three top 12 weeks and one just outside this past week. He's worth rostering and playing the matchup, in my opinion. There's a lot worse options probably on rosters still. Plus, one thing worth noting, with a lot of buys still to go, his is the very last week in week 14. So you wouldn't have to worry about going for another tight end the rest of the year if you grab him as your backup or rotation option now. You can probably get him for minimal FARB as well. So I really like the Logan Thomas one. If you can get him, like I say, as a backup, as a rotation option, you're pretty good for the rest of the year. But I know it was short and it was sweet, but I hope that has helped to some degree for this week's Waiver Wire show. You can follow 5-Yard Rush on Twitter or X for all the content I mentioned at the top of the show. Don't forget to follow and, of course, subscribe on the 5-Yard Rush YouTube. The Patreon as well is available for as little as £1 per month. You get exclusive Patreon casts from Murph, a patron-only league this season, which has been a lot of fun. You'll be able to jump in the next one of those, no doubt, and a WhatsApp chat, which is the quickest place to get advice on trades, lineups, waivers. I'm in there. Murph, of course, Hannah, the dynasty goddess here at 5-Yard Rush, she's in there, so she can help you out with any dynasty decisions. It's a great group of like-minded people in there, all to help each other win a ship. I mean, you can't get much else for £1 a month these days anyway. But that is pretty much it for the Waiver Wire show this week. So until next time, keep rushing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.